I started drinking. The cops told him to leave the house. I got arrested for a DUI.
A new love collapses.
When you were released from jail, what did you do?
I went back to the house and I was locked out.
But why won't he let go?
She wants her furniture back.
I want my life back.
I can't give you life back, sir. Only you can do that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tammy Hollingsworth is suing her former live-in boyfriend, David Howes, for the return of property and rent.
Order. All rise.
Case number 272 on the calendar, the matter of Hollingsworth versus Howes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Would you ladies have a seat, please?
How did you two folks meet?
We met online, Your Honor.
And at some point, you decided to move in with the defendant.
That's correct.
And you made an arrangement with Mr. Howes to pay 4 months' rent in advance.
Three.
And how much rent did you pay him in advance?
I gave him $900.
So far, Mr. Howes, is that correct?
No.
How much money did she give you?
She gave me $900. It was supposed to be $13.
And how much was she supposed to pay monthly for rent?
$325.
All right. On what date did you move into the house?
Actually, I have the paperwork here if I can look at it.
What date did she move into the house? Everybody has to look.
I believe it was on 8-10.
August 10th.
It would have been a little sooner than that. Let's go 8-1.
What do you mean, let's go? Are you guessing or are you telling me that it was August 1st?
I have a signed agreement here from her relative to an agreement we had pertaining to her tenancy.
I'd like to see it. And it's dated August 1st?
It's dated August 3.
So what did you say August 1st for?
Best of my recollection, we didn't have a rental agreement hard and fast, but that agreement says a lot. I think you'll see next.
Do you both have an alcohol problem?
I do not.
Did you ever?
Sure.
No, I say that because I think if two people are living together and they're trying to live together, and I assume a relationship, not just a tenancy, when it says no alcohol in or near the premises, that would not be something that was paramount in my mind unless there was a history of alcohol abuse. So that's why I'm asking the question. And you do have a history of alcohol abuse.
Yes, Your Honor.
So then both of you did. Fine.
I composed that letter because I knew what I might be getting into, so I wanted to protect myself and put her on written as well as verbal notice that if she moved into my residence, if she continued to do things I've known her to do prior to that, that it was all done. And
all right,
2 days into after 8-3, she went back to her old ways and was drinking 5 out of 7 days.
Well,
I wasn't.
Mr. Howes, what I'm telling you is if you knew it was a problem, you shouldn't have taken on the responsibility. What she wants is she wants her rent back that she paid you. She paid you $900 in rent. You moved in on 8-10, that's what you say, and you moved out on what date?
2 weeks after.
2 weeks later. Well, so you lived there, for all intents and purposes, for one of the months, because you lived
there
2 weeks into that month. So you want your $600 back.
Correct.
Great. And you're entitled to your $600 back because Mr. Howes wrote the rules. He said, if you drink, which you did, no question, because I read your papers, I read his, that it's cause for an immediate end of the relationship and end of the tenancy. So it's the end of the tenancy, therefore she gets her rent back, which is $600 for the 2 months that you did in fact pay. Okay, now, the rest of the stuff that you want is for property that you say he kept from you. Tell me about it.
When I left, I had left all my furniture behind. I was already planning on moving out of state because of the situation.
What situation?
Between Mr. Howes and I.
Because it didn't work out.
Correct.
Now, when you moved your stuff, what did you move into the house?
I moved a brand new sofa, a matching love seat, an area carpet, 4 paintings, a full set of pots and pans, dishes, silverware, a blender, a coffee maker, bedding, pillows, a settee, two glass.
When you moved that stuff, did you have a mover?
David Howes moved it.
No. Did you have a mover?
Yes.
Answer is no. You didn't have a mover, a moving company.
I didn't pay anybody, no.
Did you move it in a U-Haul?
In his truck.
What kind of a truck do you have?
A full-size pickup.
Okay. And on what date, Mr. Howes, did you go to the plaintiff's home to move this property?
You mean the one she's getting kicked out of?
I'm asked you a question, sir. On what date?
I don't know.
Did you go?
I don't recall.
Well, was it in July or August?
It would have been late July.
Okay. And you took all of her furniture and assorted stuff that she had, and you put it in your flatbed. And what did you do with your furniture in your house that she was moving into? I assume you had your own sofa.
I did not. I had things in storage.
Just a second. So you were living in your house without a sofa?
I had just moved in. I had just very recently taken tenancy.
So your sofa was in storage, so her sofa went into your house?
That's, yeah.
Just a second. So that would be a yes. He understands, Mr. Howe, I want you to just appreciate this fact. I'm more clever than you are. I know you think you're clever, but I'm more clever than you are. So you moved her sofa into the house and her love seat into the house because all of your stuff was in storage because you had just recently taken tenancy of the place. That was the wrong answer you made up, Mr. Howe.
Made up?
Now,
what was now, made up about it?
Just a second. Now, I want you to tell me about the night you left the house. I want you to tell me about exactly what happened.
The night I left the house, David had come home. We had gotten into an argument. I started drinking. The cops told him to leave the house. I got arrested for a DUI. They kept me in jail. I got out. And that's what happened that night. So I don't know if you want me to continue beyond
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what happened that night. Then when you were released from jail, what did you do?
I went to go back to the house to stay there, and I was locked out.
Were you ever admitted back onto the property?
Never.
Did you ever see your sofa again?
Never. Actually, that's a lie. I did call the police out. I thought that they could help me get my things back. David opened the door. I did see most of the furniture, the sofa, the love seat, the carpet, still there. But then he pulled the door directly behind him and asked the police if they had a search warrant and wouldn't allow us in.
Did you have any of this property when you ultimately left in mid-August? The sofa, the love seat?
Nothing.
Carpet, nothing. And now, Mr. Howe, you're going to tell me, because I've read your answer very carefully, and what you said was she took her property, and it was in her car the night she was arrested for a DUI. She came back, she retrieved the car with all of her property in it. You said...
I don't know what she took out of her car
when
she was arrested.
Listen to me carefully, sir. She didn't put a sofa in her car. She didn't put a love seat in her car.
I'm reading your answer. Understood.
Okay, so that what I want to know is what happened to her furniture. Let us say that in her car when she left, when she was arrested for the DUI, and you say that she left in her car and anything she had in her car she took with her. Let us assume she took all the little stuff that she could fit in her car.
Mm.
Let us assume that for a minute. She couldn't have fit in her car the larger things that were in your home. So what I want you to do is tell me now, where are the larger things that were in your home that belong to the plaintiff?
The things she did not sell, which were minimal.
They're
still there.
They're still there. Oh, shh. Okay, this is my order. I am awarding you $600 in cash. That is your rent. I'm making an order directing that you be accompanied by a police officer within 10 days of today's date to go to the home with a police escort to pick up the remainder of your furniture. Do you understand? That's where he says it is. In his answer, he says it was someplace else. But he says it's
home. What answer? What answer are you referring to?
Your answer, sir. Your sworn answer.
I said it was somewhere else?
Yeah, you did.
That's false.
Well, you actually did, sir. You said that
no,
you boxed
not.
Up all of her stuff and you sent it to New Hampshire.
Excuse me, that was her clothing, which I put in storage on her behalf. I have a receipt for it. She was supposed to move her clothing. She said, you can have the furniture because I cannot sell it and I can't take it with me. She made a decision to leave.
Oh, just a second. Is that what you said?
You haven't heard both sides of the story.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
my daughter's father called me and told me he had gone to church that morning and was convicted that he had stolen $200 out of my account. I have the bank statements and everything.
So you went to the bank and you raised, holy hell.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tammy Hollingsworth says former live-in boyfriend David Howes owes for the return of property and rent. David says Tammy took most of what was hers and abandoned the rest.
Now, she wants her furniture back. I think that both of you...
I want my life back.
Well,
I like my life back.
Mr. House.
She's a fugitive, by the way, who's on a failure to appear. She should be in jail right now. She's here with a warrant on her arrest. Is anybody going to do anything about that?
Mr. House, no. But I'm going to do something about getting her sofa and her love seat and her rug back.
She didn't want it.
That's what she wants. That's what she wants. And that's the order that I'm going to make. That she can come to your home in the company of a police officer and retrieve those items. In addition, she's getting her $600 back. I can't give you life back, sir. Only you can do that. That's my judgment. Bye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
His rules weren't just about no alcohol. There were a lot of other rules.
Well, she started drinking.
He tries to control everything and everyone around him.
Her being aggressive. Her unable to control herself.
From, you know, how dinner's being made.
Physically, emotionally, mentally.
He's a sociopath.
Threatening me.
And if anybody knows what that is, I probably don't need to say much more than that.
I'm gonna have to close my heart. Stop being the nice guy.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Hibbetts. Step forward.
Marcellus Brown is suing his mother, Danielle Hibbetts, for the return of money taken from his bank account.
All right, let's see if I understand this. I'm really bad with numbers and math. Maybe I can ferret this out. Miss Hibbetts, you had an ex-husband?
Yes.
Who was not Mr. Brown's father?
Correct.
This is your son?
Yes.
And you and your ex-husband were divorced how long ago?
May 15th, 2009.
Somehow, your ex-husband was able to go into a bank account in your bank. Which bank was that?
Wells Fargo.
Into Wells Fargo. And take money out of an account that also had his name on it, but was your money.
Correct.
And when was that, month and year?
June 15th, I think, was the Saturday. The 16th was Father's Day. I found out on Father's Day.
So June 16th, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes.
right? So you found out on a Sunday.
Correct.
How did you find out on Sunday?
My daughter's father called me and told me he had gone to church that morning and was convicted that he had stolen $200 out of my account, and he didn't know how he was going to get it back, but he was going to arrange to get it back.
Okay, so this ex-husband is your father?
Yes.
So he told you he had taken some money out. How much money had he taken out?
He took out a total of $3,400. He went back to the bank on that Monday morning and withdrew the rest of the money.
$3,400?
Mm-hmm. $3,450, I'm sorry.
And that was your money?
Correct. I have the bank statements and everything.
So you went to the bank and you raised holy hell?
Actually, I called the bank.
And raised holy hell?
On Sunday, yes.
As a result of that, the bank, at least temporarily, put that $3,450 back in your account.
Right, because it was under an investigation.
Let's try to keep it simple.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know many women who look as intelligent and sound as intelligent as you are who would leave a joint bank account with a husband that they didn't have for 4 years unless there was something else going on. I don't know anybody.
Can I explain to you what
happened?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marcellus Brown says his mother, Danielle Hibbetts, owes for the return of money taken from his bank account.
Now, when they put that money back in your account, sort of acknowledging that they shouldn't have let him take it out of the account at that time, you weren't taking any chances. You went into the bank and drew out that money.
Correct.
$3,450.
Correct.
And you put the money under your mattress in some other bank, whatever you did with it, it's your money, you got to spend it, keep it, save it, whatever you want to do with it.
Correct.
Right? Well, now we come to Mr. Brown, your son, who was how old?
27.
27, and for how many years did you have a joint account with your mother?
We had a joint account since 2012, but I had an account before that under my own name, but it had like issues, and I had to go get one under my mom's name with me to help build my...
Listen to me. So you had a bank account with your mother for a year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you couldn't have a bank in your name because you had issues?
Yeah, I had issues with Wells Fargo before.
He had issues. Was it a joint account with your mother?
Yep.
Well, at some point, Wells Fargo scratched their head and said, we don't think that we were wrong in the first place. So they went to take back their $3,450 from your account.
Correct.
And lo and behold, they found that you had already taken out your $3,450.
Correct.
So they went to the bank account that was your son, which only contained his money.
Correct.
And they took out some money from his account. How much?
They took $1,532 because I was in there at the moment.
$1,500?
Yeah.
Well, was that an exact amount?
It was $1,503.32.
And you want that back from your mother?
Yeah.
You want that back from your mother because you said it's not your problem that she had a problem with her ex-husband. It's her problem,
yeah.
Right? I tend to agree with you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Now you have the $3,450. You have an ex-husband, not his father, so you didn't get any benefit from him at all.
Uh-uh.
You have the $3,450, so you're whole. He's out $1,500, so either he has to fight with Wells Fargo and his ex-stepfather, or you have to fight with Wells Fargo and his ex-stepfather. So you tell me why you think it's more appropriate for him to fight your battles rather than you fighting your own battles.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
You understand what I'm saying? Somebody's got to have a fight.
I hear you, and I really believe that the fight should be with Marcellus and Damon Taylor. Demetria also has an account with me.
I don't know who that is.
Damon Taylor's a stepfather.
So you think it should be between him and his stepfather?
Right. That's who actually took the money out of the account.
So just a second. I know who took the money out of, not the account, out of your account that you were negligent in keeping in both names. You were negligent in keeping it since 2009, since your divorce, in both names. 2009, if it was all your money, then you take out your money, you put it in an account that has your name in it. That means your ex-husband doesn't have any interest in that money at all. And he doesn't know what kind of working relationship you had with your ex-husband, if any. But I'm going to be honest with you, Ms. Hibbetts. I don't know many women who look as intelligent and sound as intelligent as you are who would leave a joint bank account with a husband that they didn't have for 4 years unless there was something else going on. I don't know anybody. Nobody. And I am 71 years old.
Can I explain to you what happened?
Sure.
The issue is Damon Taylor's name was supposed to have been removed from the account.
What do you mean was supposed to have?
I had gone to the bank. We had three accounts together. And I had closed the accounts. When I went to reopen the account, they still left his name on the savings account. I was unaware that he even had access.
What does that have to do with him? That's your negligence. That's yours.
Okay, I accept that.
Well, if it's your negligence, why does he have to fight your battles with either your ex-husband or Wells Fargo?
Because, Your Honor, Wells Fargo gave Damon Taylor the account number. Damon Taylor doesn't have an account. The branch gave Damon Taylor the account number.
Why should your son have to fight your battles with Wells Fargo?
My son doesn't have to fight my battles.
He will now because you're going to give him back his $1,500, and then you're going to be out $1,500, and now you can go fight with Wells Fargo. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My mom always tried to get over on people. She knew what she was doing. That's why they wanted to close the account. She got her money. She withdrawed her money and wanted to act like, oh, I didn't do nothing wrong with it.
The person he should have sued was Damon Taylor.
I ain't gonna marry this dude. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I needed my money back.
My son is angry with life, period. And he seems to think that he's somebody.
I love my mom to death, but she gotta realize, like, you grow up in life. Like, I'm grown, you grown.
So, you know, he's disrespectful to his mother. He's been disrespectful.
You gotta deal with grown issues. Like, I'm not 18, I'm not 17, I'm not your kid no more.
That depends on him. He's still disrespectful to his mother.
Take responsibility of what you do.
So I don't have anything to say to him.
And it is your fault. Like, there's no way around it. You can't say it's not your fault.